This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store, or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need a lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 311 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Dan Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas. And today we are talking the Eagles versus Steelers preview. But before we get to that, we got to give a hat tip to Howie because he's out here doing God's work. we talk about a moment in time in 2017 when we got some guy named Chris Long. This is a Chris Long type of trade, and I think fans across the nation are feeling this move. You could see your neighbors in the NFC East slightly annoyed. I'm getting texts from opposing fan bases, and when you start getting those kind of texts and emails and phone calls, you know how he's doing the right thing. So right off the bat, I mean, that's the big news before we get into the preview. How are you feeling about this Robert Quinn move, man?
You know, it's kind of funny. Before my boy Chris Long signed here, a lot of people don't know I played with Chris Long when he was in St. Louis. And before he signed here that summer, he called myself, him, and James Hall, one of the other teammates with the Rams. He called and asked me, I was like, dude, if you come here and win, they'll love you forever. And then when this happened, I was like, wow, this is deja vu, like a son of an onion. I didn't get the same call, but they're pretty much from the same mold, and it's the exact same thing we needed. We just needed an extra pass rusher. We lost Barnett, but we needed an extra pass rusher because if we're going to be ahead in some of these games like we're going to be, I feel like that extra pass rusher will add the extra oomph, especially if Jonathan Gannon keeps on pulling this bull crap. So I mean, I think he's hungry too. So he had 18 and a half last year. We're not looking for him to get 18 and a half. Looking for him if he gets 18 and a half, that's great. But it was one of the moves that I was waiting on. That was the next move I was waiting on. I was even waiting on that. Or they have another safety that's out there that will solidify the three safety that will make our secondary so god.
You talking about Jabril?
No, Chuck Clark.
Chuck Clark. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. He's a hitter. He's a hitter. You put him up around the line and you could have your ball hawk and CJ back there wreaking havoc, and Marcus Epps is a smart one. But I don't know if that's gonna happen. The trade deadline hasn't hit yet. Then if they get that call from Howie, you know, look at the phone, see Howie Roseman. I'm not picking that up. Every time they pick up the phone, I get fleeced. Good thing. Yeah. Mazel, mazel.
Well, you talk about Robert Quinn. You talk about a guy who doesn't have to come here and be all that and then some. He's got guys that, you know, can catch double teams, but he's not going to be the one that's getting double teamed amongst this group. I think I refer to these guys as the Wu-Tang front, because now you got – different styles of pass pressures, and you know, what style you want this week, because we can flip it and give you this guy. I mean, he's an experienced pass rusher at the end of the day. We're talking upgrades from Derek Barnett. this is a major upgrade, and then
from Derek Barnett. Yeah, because he doesn't get the one thing that I like about this pick is like he's not too long in the tooth, whereas he's still not productive. And the one thing, the other part of this is him being in the rotation and being fresh all the time, being able to check out some of the stuff that the other guys are doing. And then not only that, maybe some of the guys in front that are rotating with him, tenderizing the offensive tackle so he can come in there and finish them.
I mean, you talk about finish, Hollis. You talk about the second half. You know, the Eagles sacks in the second half per game. In week one, they had one sack in the second half. Week two, we had two. Week three, we had three. Week four, we had three. Week five, they had one. And last week, week six, they had zero. So you think about a guy coming in who's going to give you consistent pressure off the edge. The one thing I do like, he comes in, he looks for that ball too. It's not just getting pressure and bending and getting flattening to get to the quarterback. He goes for the ball, which is nice.
Well, and then too, we're getting a guy that's been in the same system that we're supposed to be trying to run, because the head coach of the Bears he's with the Colts, and with Jonathan Gannon was under him at one point. So you come with the same system with pretty much the same verbiage, the same words and stuff. So he doesn't have to learn that much. So it'll be interesting to see how they deploy him and see if he's up for this first week. I feel like we said we loading the house up so we can go for it all.
Now, a shout out to Brad in the comments. Says, y'all see Spears' reaction after the Quinn trade was released? Check it out. I retweeted on my timeline. But that speaks to what I was saying, like the Texas and the calls you're getting from. You know, real ones will know what Quinn brings to the table. And the guys who are talking about his stats, like, bro, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that in any means or fashion. But big shout out to Evan, who's working his butt off. You know, my man's steady working out here these days. Shout out to Prime, who's with the kids.
He's with the kids, Halloween season.
Yeah.
And Mal, it was funny because Mal is a new dad. It's a rare occasion you're gonna see Mal.
Diaper season.
Yeah, the diaper changing season. I was looking at this trade, and then everybody was talking about this trade. And talking about what Dallas could do, and you know they keep bringing Dallas up like Dallas just did something. I'm still dumbfounded that they keep bringing up these clowns and these overrated losers. I'm sorry.
Johnson Hankins.
They went and got Hankins so they could turn some guys loose on the edge. But all you have to do is John Hankins is just a bit pretty much a run stuffer, and the big yucky is going to get tired. I've watched him play. He's lazy as hell. I'm sorry. It's like when I see a big lazy joke, I call him out. But I think he's going to lay on some blocks. He may make a play or two here, but it's not what they're thinking it is. It's like they need another offensive playmaker. Them letting Amari Cooper was the biggest mistake of their entire Cowboys organization to the date, because CD Lamb is not good, but he's not the guy. You Gallup is coming off injury. It's still. And the other guy, you let go of Cedric Wilson. He went down to Jacksonville. You let go of, and you, it's like, who do you, like what? You got the tight end, and he kind of sucks ass. I mean, him and Jason Witten were just on TV. Like, that's what fuels me about the Cowboy thing. And the way Marcus Spears look, he knows. He knows that, like, once you get that extra pass rusher on the edge, it makes the job exponentially harder to keep up with. If our offense is doing what they – if they continue to do what they've been doing, it's going to make it exponentially hard for you to not only stay in the game, but try to come back in the game, because you've added an extra pass rusher for the good for already pretty decent rotation.
Yeah. At the end of the day, man, I really feel like, you know, Howie Roseman has done a phenomenal job. Where a lot of people out there in the interwebs, they will not give Howie his credit. I think
they're not going to give him credit until he wins another one and can fleece more people. They feel like the first one, this is without Joe Douglas. That's why I'm giving him a credit, because he's doing this without Joe Douglas. But you have to get some sustainability. Yeah, this is the second time that we've been in this position. But you got to realize all the track record before this. It's like, so yes, he's doing, I'm giving him concessions because he's doing tremendous right now. I was like, but let him make some wrong picks, and then we're going to be on his ass again talking about getting rid of him. But he's doing tremendous right now. And that's what people remember, all the other stuff. People remember the firemen. People remember the Carvers. People remember all of that shit. People remember the Jalen Ragers. People remember the J.J. Arcega-Whitesides. I'm sorry. People remember all that stuff. I was like, but right now, we are on top of the world. So I'm loving them now. But I remember, it's still in the back of my mind. But he did turn around and then flee some other people and make them think what he was thinking.
Well, you made mention of Jalen Ragger, who we got a conditional fourth for. And we're using a fourth round pick on Robert Quinn. And then on top of that, the cherry on top of that is that the Bears are picking up the rest of that. So they're like, if you pay for that, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to take him for a fourth and be on our merry way. So at the end of the day, shout out to Kevin, who says, Howie, executive of the decade. I do think he's out there really he's flexing right now. He's flexing right now.
I give him executive of the year. He's been making trades and pulling these trades pretty much. Like, I was like, man, you just like the last 3 or 4 years, he's been handling business. And it's just like, but from the Carson fiasco to the Sammy Sleeves fiasco, now Kamara's not coming here. Kamara's still got problems and issues. But it's been a bunch of fiascos that you felt like we couldn't get up from up under, and he's gotten us from up under. And then we like $39 million under the cap that's coming off season too. It's like I'm praising him. I was like, but he's like, he still got a lot. If this continues, then actually, since the other person said executive of the decade, since it's a new decade, it's only 2 years into the new decade. Yes.
Okay. We'll give that. The other thing is, there's a lot of talk out there. Daniel, shout out to Daniel. Bringing up Kamara, like, this is something that's been talked about. Like, like when people will bring things to my attention, they're like, well, what have you heard? Then I'll go ahead and ask around if I hear something from somebody.
Have you heard anything?
Well, I mean, I've heard some things. I've heard.
But have you heard? Let me know what you heard. Let me in there. I'm putting on my American glasses now.
You know how people like, people do stuff for, people do stuff for clicks. I'm not about the clicks.
Okay. You know what I mean? You're not about the clicks. But what do you hear from viable sources? What have you heard from viable sources? When I hear stuff from viable sources, I let you guys know. That's the only time when I say something, and I say something behind closed doors, or I let you guys know stuff, is because I either seen it with my own eyes, or it's been told to me by viable sources. I.e., I'm over the complex, and I get word from over there.
Well, I mean, I heard about the Quinn thing, and I was like, all right, before the Quinn thing happened, and then the Kamara thing is, could he be facing a suspension if anything?
Well, that's the catching point. That's why I said it's like it'll be cool if that happened. That would be tremendous and dynamic. But he's facing suspension,
so we'll see at where that stands. Like again, like they did offer a third or fourth round for McCaffrey.
I agree with what Deshae says.
So Deshae in the comments says, "I don't want Kamara. Keep what we got and let's play ball, man." Like, a couple of weeks ago, when people were talking about the trades, I said my priority was defensive end, go get the edge rusher, and that's what we got. So I'm ecstatic on that point.
And also with what Deshae just said, we got a kid who's trying to get a contract. He's going to blow the doors. He's going to blow the doors off of every offense coming up. He wants to get paid. And it's like when you, in order for you to get paid, you have to show them that you're a durable one. And you're the guy, so it's a you got a guy who's looking to do it, I mean, ride it out. See what happens. Go Birds. Exactly. Jay Cross, go Birds.
Yeah, go Birds.
As I continue to drink my awesome sauce here.
I mean, speaking of, before we get into it, we are going to get to this Steelers preview. Yeah. You had a bye week. You went to Scotland.
What up, Ian?
So how are you recovering from your trip? I mean, how was Scotland? Well, how do they treat the tank in Scotland?
Well, I posted some pictures as well. They treated me tremendously. Ian and all the people from over there. My boy Reese. Who else? It's a bunch of people. I'm kind of forgetting some names, but we were kicking it most of the time. I was with Ian. He was taking me around and doing some things. We had the 82 Press podcast, and they had the. I was at the commute. It was commute number 9. It's a commute number 9. It was a tavern called number 9. I know it's the N-O-9, and then also the Golf Tavern, which was awesome, and they had some Eagles fans over there. I did encounter one Dallas fan and a Giants fan who had a comb over, which I really wasn't impressed with. He was, but it was I was laughing because the one Dallas fan I encountered, he knows some people. And some of his people were from Texas, from Plano, Texas. I couldn't fault him because he went all the way back to Randy White, and he had a Randy White jersey on. And so he's like, the very first game he saw was with Roger Staubach. So I couldn't really fault. I really couldn't fault him for being all the way over there. But yes, I told him Dallas sucks ass. We pretty much just sat and talked about football, and they're trying to get NFL Scotland is what it's called. They're trying to get a game in Scotland. I had some tender scotch whiskey.
Tender? How does scotch be tender?
Well, they took me to one of the oldest distilleries since 1797, I think it started. CLYDE, Clyde, something like that. It's Clyde or something like that. But I posted the pictures of it. They showed me how they made whiskey, where they got the water from, and how it ran through their veins. Oh, I did learn about. I told a couple of people this story about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's based off a guy named Deacon Heater, who was not. The story is based off of his double life. He had a wife and two mistresses and 10 kids, and he was a counselor. Which means he was part of the local government, and he was also a master cabinet maker and locksmith. Now you say how he had an inheritance, and I know you want the part about the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He had an inheritance, and he actually blew through his inheritance because of his womanizing and trying to be a family man during the day. So what he started doing was, as he was making the wealthy people's cabinets and safes, he was making the extra key out of the Play-Doh, and then he would wait till they put all their prized possessions in there, and then go in and steal all the prized possessions, and then hock them for untold riches. Now he got greedy. He went and him and his band of misfits went and robbed one of the courts, one of the court safes, and the court was like, Who built this cabinet and this safe? So then he flee to Amsterdam, but he was lovesick and was sending notes back to his mistress, his two mistresses, and his wife. And they found out that he was going to make a surprise, a special secret visit for a secret conjugal visit because he missed their love. And when he came, they nabbed him. And the ironic part of the whole Deacon Heater thing is they killed him in front of the building in which he built. One of the buildings in which he built. That's what Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was from. Also, the queens used to only take one bath a year in wine. That was one of the nastier portions of the trip of Scotland.
So we're getting a thorough detailed information from Scotland straight from the horse's mouth.
Oh yeah, I was cracked because I was listening close and I was cracking up because I posted one picture, but you have to look at the picture. It says barbershop. But he's got a picture of Drake. I was like, I know damn well Drake ain't been over to get his hair cut. You have to look at the, when you go to my page, my Instagram page, and that's KEWLMF, and go to one of the pictures. It's got a picture. I just pulled in a close up of it. Says barbershop, but it's got next to it. You know how they have them pictures of how you want your hair done? It's Drake on one of the pictures.
Drake,
yeah, the rapper Drake. That's the funny part. You know the kid who used to work at Nickelodeon in a wheelchair.
Yeah, Jimmy wheelchair. I got a good Drake story. If you see me in person, I'll tell you. But getting back to
Dustin's, to football.
So Dustin had a question here. I almost forgot. Okay. It says, do we think Howie has another trade in him? If so, who in your opinion? If you have one guy,
get rid of Big Pudding for a draft pick. That's all I can see right now. Because right now it's like teams are going to be looking for offensive line help in general, and so some teams are going to need Big Pudding, and I feel like the next one to go either that or bringing in somebody, a thumper at the running back position, because I feel like we got a nice core of people, but we don't have that guy just like behind Miles that just like bow out of here.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt is a guy that's been talked about recently.
But Kareem Hunt, I was like, he's still trying to get paid too, but so that would be a quality pickup, and I think he's still got something to prove. Because that's a good one, but they're not trying to trade him because they're trying to be assholes, and they're gonna just get stuck with him. They're gonna get stuck, and then he's gonna just leave via free agency, and they're not gonna get anything for him because they're trying to be jerks about it because he has to be traded.
I mean, they said that Dillard is getting some buzz out there. Some people are like, what would you give up? You know, what would you try to get? Second round pick would be nice.
But that's the
second round pick. You know, that's the high that you can get for him.
You sure you can get that for him?
I'm saying when they put that out there in the news, obviously he'll throw that story out there. Oh, second round would be nice. So
yeah, it would be nice. But are you gonna pick up his fifth year option?
Yo, get me a player. But the other trade that I keep hearing is the interest is with the Jabril Peppers.
Oh, really? You know,
yeah, I mean that would be interesting. That's what I heard today. And if you look at Kemsky had brought that up in one of his recent articles last week. Jabril Peppers, that they have like what, 7 safeties over with the Patriots. Also can return punts.
Oh yeah, Jabril. Because they brought back Gray Ward.
Which is true. Another guy
which they shouldn't have let him go in the first place. That's why I say when we keep guys like Andre Dillard and guys like Jalen Reagor, who really didn't make the team, but we only keep them because they're first round picks. You miss out on talent or you mess over other guys.
Now, shout out to Mr. Walker over, Mr. Sergeant Walker. Says Howie is has the top less need because he literally said F them picks. This is an interesting mode because, like, you're at a point in time where, you know, this whole all in idea, like, I feel like he's looking at the NFC. He's like, yo, we could take this thing. And I feel like Robert Quinn was a nice, simple trade, but.
Right.
This second trade, that if it does happen, that would be a pretty interesting. Hey, bro, like we're here, why not go for it?
What would you trade to get? I mean, we loaded that receiver, we loaded that tight end, we
got rotational safety.
Rotational safety, but then you have to think about it like this: you got to get somebody who kind of knows what you do, who's smart. And this, I still feel like the kid Chuck Clark would be Clark. just what we needed, or like you said, Jabril Peppers, or somebody who you know around that's from around the league that's still good. He is fleece master. I fleece him.
Well, I mean, moving right into the main topic of tonight, these are main topics because I mean we didn't get to talk about the Robert Quinn trade, but a lot of news is flying today. But you know, looking forward to this Steelers Eagles game. I feel like it's you know, this Steelers team, you can even you talk to their fans, right, and they are going through it. They're going through it. They like coming from a Ben Roethlisberger has been in, you know, in place for a long, long period of time. They're going through growing pains. Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar to what the Patriots are going through as they're trying to find that next.
Man, the Patriots next going. Guy. You know what the Patriots are going through? You know what the Patriots are going through? They're going through withdrawals and all their cheating stuff being taken away. They're going away from not being able to dictate what you do, what happens with your defense in the second half. They're going away from the deflate gate. Get the hell out of here.
So you're saying karma police is hit?
Yeah, karma police is hit. We sure showing your true ability not to coach when you don't have the cheating stuff with you. That's all that's happening now. That's all you're getting exposed totally. If you can't cheat, then you can't compete.
Oh man, I'm trying to go through all these. My bad if I don't get to your comments there. No, I feel bad because I'm seeing some of these old comments. Trying to keep up, man.
You don't think the Eagles are done? I don't think they're done. I don't think they're totally done. I think it's right up to the deadline. What's up, Ep? Heap. You know what? It's like and then you were talking about the Steelers and the quarterback controversy. I knew the Kevin Pickett. When coming out of college, I knew he sucked ass. I'm sorry. His hands is too small. Then he's wearing gloves.
Oh, yeah. No. The funny thing is, I bumped into him down there, and shout out to Chris Malley bumped into him, and he talked about being what it was like as being an Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. He's a diehard Eagles fan, and the fact that he was invited by the Eagles to come watch a game last year, right. Him and his father, but he came. Mm-hmm. But
I think they should have went with the kid that's in Tennessee,
Malik.
Yep, and I think they made a giant mistake because they were trying to amend the mistake of not drafting Dan Marino. Yeah, exactly. And it's not working. And he's not Dan. You saw him. He's thrown seven picks.
Well, I think about
and he hasn't played that much.
The thing about Kenny Pickett is like.
He sucks.
Where they need him to be, you know, at least win is in the intermediate game. He's struggled. Some of his players are actually saying it out in person about how that they're not taking shots down the field like they should take shots. But also, Steelers fans will talk about their offensive coordinator. They feel like they need a new one.
They need a whole offensive line. The offensive line is giving up the rhythm. Well, but you know what? I can't even blame the offensive line because when you have a guy who go Phillies, yes, Jimmy. We have a quarterback who holds the ball. Even the other kid, Mitchell Trubisky, behind him. I think Mitchell Trubisky has done a lot better because he doesn't have the turnovers that the young kid has. The young kid is making mistakes. If you're gonna go with him. You can't really go back to Mitchell Trubisky because it was like, the hell I want to help you for. I want to get the hell out of here. But you and plus Mitchell Trubisky is still young, and you brought him here. I don't know if he thought he was going to be a stopgap. I thought he was going to have a chance to truly go with the team. But they haven't given him that chance because you drafted the kid in the first round whose hands are smaller than most third graders, and he can't hold on to the ball. And then I don't like his attitude because you see what he did when he got tackled in the Buffalo game. I got up and he kicked at somebody. I'm like, dude, this ain't high school. What the hell are you doing? He got mad and he should have got fined because they was getting chippy. He's like, get your ass kicked. Stop it. Going back.
We'll talk about getting their asses kicked. This offensive line for the Steelers, they have been getting their ass kicked. It's one of the worst in the NFL. We talk about pigeons on the show, and you normally pick out a lot of pigeons. But when you look across the board, their left tackle, Dan Moore, left guard, Kevin Dotson, their center, Mason Cole, James Daniel, that right guard. And
James Daniel is a turnstile. He used to play for Chicago.
Chicago Bears, awful. Yeah, he's a and normally an Iowa lineman is
they're pretty decent normally.
They're pretty, you know, they're coached pretty well. Solid, so.
Yeah. And it's like normally LSU offense interior offensive linemen do tremendous. But for some odd reason, these guys haven't built any continuity together. I don't know whether it's because it's like, and I think that onus falls upon the offensive coordinator, because to build, when you have a young offensive line, if they build some cohesiveness together, as far as they go, it's going to be on the run. If you run the ball and give them some confidence, then you can start throwing the ball. He's dude. It was like, if you look at the play calling at some of their games, you scratch your head and wonder. I'd be wondering if somebody playing Tecmo Bowl or something, and they call them the play, and they're in your huddle, and they hit the same buttons you hit. So now they're blitzing your play. It stinks sometimes. And I hope it continues this week at least. Because we should throttle them. Their whole offensive line right now are the pigeons, and the real pigeon is whoever they put at quarterback. Because I offensive coordinator. Now we can talk about that all day long, but they're still not getting it done defensively. Defensively, I think they're on the field too long, sometimes you don't think one person stops the show, but since TJ Watt went down, they've been stinking up the joint, and they're 28th or 30th ranked in pretty much every category. And this is one of those games to where, and I was talking to somebody the other day about when you're playing against a team that you're supposed to throttle. You take their hope out early. You dash any forms of hope or sunshine that they need. You let them know early and often that this is going to be a long day for you. We're about to kick your ass, and that's it. Because if you let them hang around and hang around and hang around, in the end, you're going to end up being in the fight that you didn't want to be in. So this is another one of those games to where I feel the Birds need to come out and kick their ass early and often. They're not going to give up. Well, you have to force them to give up. So, because they got their ass handed to them. What? They won last week. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So,
but they also lost to the Dolphins. So,
Dolphins and Buffalo. They lost to Buffalo bad.
Yeah. The one thing about their offense, I mean, just talking about some of their positives. I mean, mm-hmm. George Pickens is a wide receiver out of Georgia, a guy who's mm-hmm. coming back from injury, slipped in the draft a little. He's shown to be he's been that dude for them early in camp, and then he's still growing as a player. Deontay Johnson, he has dealt with some drops, but he's a solid option.
What about Steven Johnson?
Huh?
What about – it's another Johnson, ain't it?
Oh, Deontay Johnson.
What number is that? He's number 18?
Yep, number 18.
Okay,
And then Chase Claypool, who's been
he was already on the trading block though.
Yeah, he's been a mental.
Mm-hmm. A bit of a mental.
He's just been, you know what I mean? Like the fact that he's on the trading block should tell you mm-hmm. everything you know. He's a guy that, you know, has been a mismatch.
He killed us last time we played him.
Yeah, but I feel like mentally I think they probably want to get more out of him. And, you know, the Steelers are phenomenal at picking wide receivers. So
yeah, but if you want to get more out of him mentally, don't you have to get somebody to throw him the ball?
This is true.
You have to get somebody throwing the ball.
I'm gonna be honest here. I'm going to be very honest. Like, I feel like they're going to throttle the Steelers. I think I'm not even – I don't think they, because again, I always go back to the trenches and how we match up against the Steelers. It's how are they going to contain that?
That defensive front. Hargraves is he's going to be amped and ready.
And then at the same time, you know, talk about some of their players that are not in the mix. TJ Watt, a guy who's been phenomenal for them, is out.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Since he went down, here's their defensive rankings right now. Is they're 18th versus the run, they're 28th versus the pass, 29th overall. Is that Pickett is good? You're sleeping? No, I'm not sleeping. I watched him in college. He sucks ass. He's got 7 picks already. Go look at it. And ain't nobody fault but his. You can say what he needs. He's got a good receiving core and a decent offensive line. He's standing back there and stinking up the joint. And you can only it's so many times that you could blame the team around the person. This isn't one of them. It's like if the quarterback has touched the ball every time, he has the power to throw picks and not throw picks. The hell out of here. Some of you sleeping. How the hell am I sleeping? He's throwing seven picks. He ain't played seven games, has he? Has he played seven games?
My man's trying to tell. Like, again, rookies are going to rookie, but behind this offensive line, he's going to rookie even more.
But it's not even the offensive line fault. A lot of times he's just holding the damn ball. That's what I said. I've been watching him the whole season, and it's like he stinks. They let James kind of walk. Juju Smith-Schuster walk. They are tanking this year. We need to get Healy off the Chief. He fits here. Yeah, you know. But yeah. I don't. You know the quarterback. I still don't trust Kevin Pickett. He's never done anything. I'm sorry. He's never done anything in the NFL. He ain't coming here and done nothing but throw picks. I was like, that's why I wouldn't have drafted. I would have drafted the other kid before I drafted him. Only because of the decision making ability. And when you're running the offense they're running, he's a better threat to run. So
now Kenny Pickett does use his legs. He can.
Yeah, right.
He's not Kyler Murray. But
what's as Malik? Of late, Malik is not Malik either.
He's not Malik. But he does have some mobility.
Are you scared of his mobility?
Oh no, I'm not. Like I said, I feel like I don't want to be that good. Like I just don't feel like they match up well. And from speaking,
I know
they
don't match up well. But I don't think that he's a quarterback for the Steelers. I'm sorry. When they made their pick, I thought it was a stinky pick. Mm-hmm. only because he was right there in Pittsburgh playing in that same stadium. But he really didn't do nothing to wow me. To make me say, okay, let's draft him. Came in with tiny hands, and you can't have tiny hands in a cold place up there. Even though he played up there, yeah, some of the games were away, and he had on gloves. Now the gloves ain't gonna fit the NFL ball. Watch and see what I tell you. Watch and see. Just wait.
Now I really feel like I think our offense is. They're gonna have a tough time. Like the amount of, I think really when it comes with the Steelers, their offense really hurts their defense because they're gonna be out there for long amounts of time, and I feel like we're just gonna capitalize. Do you remember that thrashing that the last time the Steelers, it's probably 2016,
yeah,
that thumping that they gave
the bludgeon, yeah.
I think it's gonna be one of those.
Well, I know because the one thing it is like.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Their defense is decent, but their defense, just like you said, if you leave a defense on the field for those long amounts of time, these like you can make plays.
Cisco's talking smack here. He says, "Let him progress."
Let him progress to what? I can't take you serious, Cisco. Well, you talk about let him progress. What about the rest of the motherfucking team? Progress on that motherfucker. The fuck out of here. That should be killing me. Let him progress. Are we not in the business of winning? We play to win. What about the rest of the motherfucking team? Everybody always talks about the quarterback. You need to have your motherfucking ass ready. You get paid the most. The fuck out of here with that shit. Let them progress. Progress your ass to the sideline. That should be killing me. It's like they always tell some, well, he needs this, he needs that. He needs to learn. Learn on the fly. Learning is not throwing 7 picks. That's not learning. That's not, you're supposed to protect the ball. You don't have to be extra careful. But the throws that you made in college are not going to work in the pros. You learn that crap in practice. Don't come to me talking about he do suck. If you throw 7 picks already in 6 games, he sucks. I'm sorry. I was like, you turn over the ball. It's a team sport. It's not a one-guy sport. Yes, he let it's his rookie year, and he sucked his rookie year. But he's not Peyton Manning. We don't have time to wait on Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning had a bunch of other rookies with him. You already have a guy. Or Trubisky is not worse. Trubisky only has 2 picks, and Trubisky's not going to turn over the ball.
Well, my thing is, I'm just when you play behind a line like this, there's
and
no time.
Keeps saying that.
There's when you play behind a line like this, there's no time for his progression, because it's going to even be worse. You know, if he had a nice little offensive line in front of him, you could. It's
you know how you get an offensive line in front of him, you run the ball, and if you go back and watch a lot of the pass plays, and I remember that too, John. It is a trap game. That's what I'm saying. But a lot of people start to blame the offensive line. The offensive line is not throwing the fucking interception. The offensive line, they give him enough time to throw. It's like if you can't make a good read and throw the ball, you got the best receiving core.
Now, Robert in the comments says, I think he's the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it's going to be a while.
He's right. That's why you play Mitchell Trubisky. Right now, putting him in there, making him look as stupid as he's looking, and making him everybody thinks he's a punk right now because of the shit that he's been pulling. Like when he gets tackled, I was like, and he's trying to fake run out of bounds and run back in bounds. Motherfuckers remember that shit. I was like, get the hell out of here. I was like, you suck right now. You're a rookie, so you do suck. I don't know about making progression. And everybody's going to make those same things that you just said. Talk about the offensive line. Go watch the film. They load up and stop the run because they want him to throw the ball because he can't make quality decisions, and he throws them the ball.
Now, Trey in the comments says, respect all, fear none. Tomlin and Najee Harris are the guys to watch. They talk about the Eagles struggling a little against the run. But again, as I go back to the offensive line, I don't think this offensive line is going to, match up well to actually run the ball effectively.
That's the thing. The one thing we have to do, we have to stop them from running. If you look at every game that I've looked at the Steelers playing, they make the quarterback try to beat them, and they disguise coverages. They don't have – the guy's right. Mitchell Trubisky does suck ass, but he hasn't gotten out there. He's been out there longer than the other guy, and the other guy progressed to bigger hands. And the other guy's thrown 7 picks. You can't. It's just like it's what you're saying. The defense is gearing up to make the guy pass the ball and beat them. But the guys that they have passing don't have the wherewithal to throw the ball and get it in the proper position. So you just it's like that O line. Yeah, Hosmus has 6.5 sacks, but none versus our O line. Ah, that's interesting. Well. Still, they do have 9 picks. It hurt. It is. The thing is, Hurts don't throw a lot of those. Yeah, they do have. The Steelers do have 9 picks. 7 of them thrown by Kevin Pickett, and 2 by and Mitchell Trubisky.
Why you call? It's Kenny. Put some respect on man's name at least.
Yeah, you want it? I remember his fucking name when he makes some fucking plays. That's how you remember. That's kind of like when they was giving RG3 a name and they shouldn't. What you call him? He said,
Ivan said Hollis is giving me some Samuel L. Jackson vibes.
Damn, what I'll give you some. Go ahead.
Funny thing is, Samuel L. Jackson came to my job yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Him and Spike Lee talking about their old days. Yeah, man. I was like kidney candy store over here. But I wanted to ask him if he's sick of those snakes on them, those planes. But
tap those motherfucking snakes on. I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes. Nah, but nah, it's like it's the one thing that I will say about that offensive line. I do think they're pigeons, but we have to force them into being pigeons. I think one of our viewers and listeners was saying that this is one of those trap games, that's what I personally think. It's one of those trap games because when you look at most of their tapes from this year, when I say it's a trap game, this is how I think it's a trap game. When you look at most of the tapes from this year, they're getting their ass kicked. But if you look at the two, it's been about three or four. They've been getting their ass kicked for like most of the season. But it's three games where you look at it and you have to look at. Those three games where they put their fighting, and those are the games that we need to concentrate on where they're fighting and they're getting some wins. And he's a bum. They drafted a bum. They've drafted bums before, but he's a bum. I was reading the bottom line. But this is one of those trap games though that we can't come in here with our chest too pumped up, too swelled up, because of the stats. And some of the games that we've seen, we have to come out here like they're gonna come out here like they came out against Tampa Bay or the other team that they beat, and they're gonna come out here like this and be aggressive, and handle business. So it's one of those trap games because a team may suck, even a quarterback that you don't tell someone. I don't think he's a bum. Yeah, he's a bum.
I keep hearing the trap game. I just don't feel it, man. I feel like this team coming off a bye, that's even – they're getting healthy at the right time, and they just added Robert Quinn. I'm like, there's just no way, dog.
Well, no, but see, it's no way. You want to feel that way. But the ebb and flow of a game and just life in general makes it – and you want to put the team on notice, and it's just like
– and they're at home. They're at home,
Yeah. Unless they come out with a black uniform or something, then you know.
I'm trying to, you know, it's any. Usually, it's always any given,
any given Sunday. Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I really feel like, man, these guys as I'm sitting there
and I'm thinking about it, even though it's a trap game, we have so many playmakers. And we have so many playmakers that somebody's going to be on. All of them are not going to be down. And that's the one thing that I love about this squad. Like, our playmakers on offense, it's like you got a receiver, an awesome receiving core and a nice running back core and a tremendous offensive line. Now, the skill position, somebody's always going to be on or have a pigeon or have a mismatch. And you just got to go with that person. I think we have the ability to do that. Each and every time. And the Steelers defense, yes, and they've thrown 9 picks too, Bob.
I mean, a big shout out to Minka and Sutton. I love Minka Fitzpatrick. I think he's a versatile piece for them. Yeah. But again, like when it comes to up front, losing TJ Watt has been, you know, it's been tough for them.
Yeah, because I think they got 12 or 14 sacks or something this year. I think they got 15 sacks. They got 15 sacks.
Now, John in the comments says, we have to fix our usual stalling of our third quarter offense. I do think this is the game that they get. I believe this is the get-right game in the second half. Yeah. I feel like by the second half, I think they're going to be in a position, I think the third quarter, to put them out.
Yeah, this is John is right, too. It's been a couple of games where I felt like we've gotten field goals instead of touchdowns. Lane is good to go as well. That we've gotten field goals instead of touchdowns. The touchdown would just knock their teeth out. Yeah, Mark is correct. This isn't the usual Steelers, but it's like it's just one of the games that, you know, when you look at it on paper, we should blow them out. I was like, but this is any given. That's why you play the game on Sundays. because anything can happen on Sundays. You never know what could go down. But I feel like the Eagles are going to crush them. But I don't want them to make it. I want it to be an easy crush, not one of the ones where you have to, they keep coming up for air, kind of like in Fatal Attraction, when she wasn't dead yet. Oh. She came back again. Like, damn.
Yeah, that movie was scary. That was a scary movie.
Yeah.
Now Jay says Claypool took us to the cleaners last game we played them.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns.
He had three touchdowns.
Right? Hey man, that was a different day.
That was a different quarterback though, Jay. That wasn't Jay the one who talking about the Kenny Pickett ain't trash.
No, that was Dad. Okay.
I'm just making sure. I want to keep this straight because I want when we come back and you see that Kenny Pickett is trash.
I'm going through the comments here. Elena says we have yet to play all four quarters on both sides. Do you believe that this is the game that the Eagles do play fourth quarters?
Not only both sides of the ball, but special teams has yet to put us in position to score.
Right.
I've been waiting on that all damn season. We need to play on both sides of the ball for four quarters, but mainly we need to in the third quarter. And we've been having teams on the ready to quit button, ready to hit the start over button, hit the quit button, and listen for the bus to start up or turn on the showers early. But we kick a field goal and keep them in the game, and then we turn around and we give up a long drive and give up a touchdown, and then they come close, but then we get the touchdown in the end to finally put it away. I say, how can we can't put them away in the third quarter, and in the fourth quarter, we just run the ball down their throat and they don't know which way to turn? I like to see a game like that.
Now, Heath is bringing the kind of, I'm not going to say venom, but the juice that I like to hear. Okay. He says, We aren't the Packers who got beat by the Jets. We are the 6-0 Eagles. The only thing that's a trap is doubting your own team.
That is a trap. That is true, Heath. I apologize to everybody. I'm not doubting my team. I need to take a page out of my own book and be like, I'm all the way in. We're going to kick their ass. Sorry, Heath. Thanks for bringing me back. We're going to kick their ass. I mean, it's like one of those things where
hey, Hollis, we need some believers.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, we need some believers. Santa Slay is not going to move if we don't all believe. I wasn't singing, I was lip syncing. Now I'm singing loud and clear now. Thanks, Heath. Thanks for bringing me back. Because I got off on a tangent because I was doing my breakdown earlier and looking at all the stuff, and then just remembering, when you go back in your mind and you remember when you play, you was, this was a trap game to us when we were undefeated in 2004. But I'm all the way in. We're gonna kick their ass. I mean, like it's that the team has proved that. I don't know why I was thinking that as I was doing my breakdown. I was like, but the team has proved time in and time out that they're an ass kicking machine. All you have to do is hit the on switch.
Like I literally today went and listened because I try to do my justice,
right?
And just to listen, I clicked on one of these live feeds of like Steeler fans talking about their team, and the way
this
raw, unfiltered vitriol for their their offensive coordinator, Canada. They're wanting to fire their offensive coordinator.
He came from Canada.
No, his last name is Canada.
He sucks.
Matt Canada. They've talked about the growing pains of Kenny Pickett. They talked about one Steelers fan was so adamant about the ass kicking that the other Steeler fans had to console him. Like they said, are you okay? Like what? And he's like, you know what? I am okay. I'm not upset. I just know what it is. I'm okay. We're going through our growing pains, but this team ain't it. And there was some real truth in there. I didn't say a word in my Meek Mill's voice, but I sat there and listened, and they definitely believe it's not their season as of right now.
Yeah, yeah, as of right now, yeah. But we want to get we want to keep them down, and we want to hit them in the mouth early and often. I feel like I'm back. My boys are gonna come out and handle business. So they have been too predictive. Second half had to be more creative. They have been too predictable in the second. We have been too predictable in the second half, and it's sometimes. And I saw Nick Sirianni get the offensive coordinator's ass one game when we ran like the same play like three or four times in a row. He said, "What the hell was that? What the fuck you think who's going with that?" And we ended up having to kick a field goal. Get back in the second half and goal line. That's what I'm saying. I said we need a thumper. And I was like, Kareem Hunt would be that thumper. Cam Akers, I think he puts the ball on the ground too much for me. I'm sorry. I liked him, but he was coming off injury last year.
I don't like the Achilles on a running back, even though he came back pretty fast for Achilles. I'd rather have Kareem Hunt if I'm being honest,
Kareem Hunt. Like the kid Robinson would have been good that the Jets immediately got as soon as they got Bryce Hall.
James Robinson.
Yeah, Brees and Hall went down. Because James Robinson was killing. I don't know what they think they got in Etienne, because he's been stinking up the joint. He's fumbling going into the end zone, missing passes and stuff. But I was like, wow.
Now, my mind just went blank.
Why'd your mind go blank there?
I was thinking about do you guys remember that picture during the offseason when the Eagles had a preseason game against the Browns? Right. There was a picture of Coach Sirianni. It looked like having a moment with Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I had posted that on our socials, and people were like, you know, I just posted the photo, but it was very interesting.
Interesting back and forth in conversation.
Could he have been like, you know, we're going to trade for you mid-season, come back
for him? Yeah. I don't know. But I think Kareem Hunt was he's tired of being there. So it's like it's just like one of the guys just mentioned, we do need a set thumper in the second half. And that's the guy, like, it's kind of like what Jordan Howard used to be for.
Yeah.
And we need a guy who can thump, who can get down the hill, because we got a trio of backs, but they're pretty much the same weight. They do the same things, and they can hit the home run. I was like, but we don't have that guy that everybody's gonna be like the tackle. Watch out! He comes through. Man, come on! No arm tackles. That type of guy. No, we don't have that. Yeah. We don't have that type of guy in our backfield yet. So the Kareem Hunt would be. Kareem Hunt is like, you look at it. Kareem Hunt would be the guy.
He's definitely about that life. Like I was saying, I would love if the Eagles were trying to look for a running back on the rookie deal still, a little power back, and A.J. Dillon.
Are they trying to get rid of A.J. Dillon? I don't think they're trying to get rid of A.J. Dillon.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, when you're about to tank.
Yeah. James Williams.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Or James Williams from Detroit. Yeah, okay. He signed like a little 2-year deal. He's on the last year of a deal with Detroit.
Oh, Jamal Williams.
Yeah, Jamal Williams. Yeah,
that was my dude when we drafted. What's his name? Man, I'm just drawing blanks.
Yes, you are
running back from Aztec. Yep. Running back.
Pumphrey.
I immediately told everyone. Uh-huh. There, Jamal Williams was on the board, and I was heated. Still am to this day.
Because that kid didn't even actually. He did. He actually came back and got healthy and was somewhere else. So,
still upset to this day. Now, if you guys have any other more questions in the comments,
any other questions?
I'm trying to get to all of them.
We do respect Mike Tomlin. I respect Mike Tomlin though, but it's a rebuilding year for them. Somebody's like, they're tanking. It's like, nah, it's kind of hard to tank and then expect nobody not to ask for a trade. If they were tanking, then I would expect them to be trying to get rid of some of their backup running backs and stuff. They haven't been. I think the only if they lose this game, I think they're, because last year they snuck into the playoffs at the end. And as long as I will never let the head coach of the LA Chargers live that crap down. You had the chance to go to the playoffs and you messed it up, and look at you now. Stinking up the joint.
Now speaking of respect, shout out to Mark. He actually sent some goodies. Sent a bunch of Phillies hats, which
cool.
I will be giving away.
Oh.
Because it's a perfect opportunity to salute the Phillies. He also gave me
Hold on, Sam. Sorry. There you go.
There you go.
The Phillies, you know. I put my bird's hat away. There we go.
Now you know what's I'm gonna need you to get some sleep tonight, because you're gonna have to get up early tomorrow. Because you'll check your boys out. We're gonna be on Fox 29 Philly. Saluting the Phillies.
Yeah, saluting the Phillies. Tomorrow morning.
So starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, check your local news if you're in the area.
It's starting at 6. I don't know what time I'm gonna get there.
5:45, Chickies and Pete's.
Hey. Let me see here. I'm 7 o'clock now. Don't worry. I'll meet you there.
Hey. Don't oversleep, man.
I'm not gonna oversleep, man.
Trying to get you some shine on TV, man.
I'm gonna get some quality sleep. I've been on TV before.
I know you're a celebrity, man, but
not celebrity. I'm just saying, it's like I've been on TV before. I know Mark and Holly, they're cool people.
Yeah, always good vibes. So it'll be very interesting. Now, Bob from Down Under, looking at energy in the city with the Phillies, the next 10 days is going to be crazy.
Yeah,
shout out to my guy Willie from Australia, who just arrived in town. This guy does his sabbatical, comes over. He's been stuck there for a minute since the pandemic, but he's going to different states. So he's going to watch the Eagles play here, and then he's going to make his way over to Houston. So he's going to be following the team for a couple of
days.
So
it's a couple of people from Scotland. I remember Duncan was talking about coming. That dude named Vince from over there is coming out. A lot of people from Scotland are coming to the Commanders game, the home game versus the Commanders. So they should be in the house. And, shout out to them, everybody, all my people over in Scotland. Who showed me a good time? Are we sure it's Kamara?
They said Kamara is responding to Eagle fans on Twitter. Interesting. I don't know what that means.
So basically they're seeing, is it Kamara or is it just somebody on there responding to this Twitter who said that they're Kamara? Because you know how sometimes people, I've learned that sometimes people say they're somebody who they're not. I was like, why would you want to pretend to be somebody else? I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I give myself a quality brush there.
Now, Bob says, Kareem Hunt's family are lunatics, though. That crap in KC was on them. Big Red had enough of them. Interesting.
That's interesting, given the fact that Big Red's family, the way Big Red's family rolls. I don't even have to say anything further than that.
You know, I was actually at the practice when his son passed away.
Yeah.
That was weird, man. And he, and coach still came to practice.
Yep.
I was like, this dude is, I was like, I'm not going to judge him. I was just like.
The kid was on like a downward spiral, and then that just took the cake though. I was in town, but I wasn't at practice. That was the first year that I came back, because I was done playing, and I had just spent the year living in Vegas, and and that was the first season that I was covering the birds with WIP.
Shout out to Trey. He says, y'all gave me my first Phillies hat.
No. Well,
howdy,
where is he from?
I told, I believe in down Baltimore or Washington.
How old is he? How old is he? Hey, that's Trey's your first Philly. This your first Philly's hat? What the hell? What the? No, I'm just fucking.
now Tim says, "Who's going to be in Houston?" I know you'll be in Houston.
It's a spot for a jelly stool for you.
I'm a little jealous because
I know. Just a spot that they got to hold a spot at the Jelly Academy for you.
Because I'm trying to I do have unlimited vacation days, but when your job is like you got unlimited vacation days, how many days is that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to use all of them.
Yeah, because you never know what how many times are the Eagles going to be playing the Houston Texans and the Phillies playing the Astros in the World Series.
This is where I've turned the tide and said, you know, maybe I should just say F it and go to the game. But
I'm just saying, I know I'm going.
We'll have some delicious and tender meats.
Yes, and sir. Philly sports trip all day long. All my boys down there. My boy All Day Dre. Was a big up to my boy Dre and the ladies down there.
Very nice. Perfect time to shout out Philly sports trips. They got a 2022 World Series game one trip. That should be crazy. And then on top of that, let's see. There's some of this other game you might know of, the Birds' ultimate Houston trip, November 2nd to the 5th. That should be amazing. It's just amazing vibe going on in Philly right now. Like I can't,
dude,
I can't
like,
even.
You know how jealous I was when I was over in Scotland, and I had to watch the celebration on TV about the World Series and going to the World Series. And it made that video that those Yahoos put together. You know the one with the San Diego Padres people. It made that so much funnier when they put it together. When you look at it now. You still thinking about us going to Houston? Well, I leave Wednesday morning.
The funny thing is, my boy Jay had hit me up, and we went down to Dewey Beach, and then I got down there, and I was like, you know, I've been on my phone for continuous 7 months straight. Tonight will be the night where I'm not listening to my phone or picking it up, you know, because this is vacation time, right? So I get a call the next day in the morning from my boy Jay, and he's like, yo, I had tickets to the game last night because I got COVID, so I couldn't go. So I was offering my tickets to you, and I'm like, man, listen.
Hey, I just work here.
Now it's been some talk about Jalen Hurts being from Houston, the fact that he's a Houston Astros fan.
He's rooting for the Phillies,
but he said he's rooting for the Phillies.
Yeah.
You believe that's that?
Right. Yeah. Dude,
I'm just
put it this way. Once you get to the city, you pretty much pull for the other guys. Because when they're doing good and you're doing good, you want the people at your game. You want everybody supporting you in the city. I went to when AI first got here. I was out and I still was going to the Phillies game. I was going to Flyers game. It's like, dude, when you're in the city that has all the sports, you go to support the other professional athletes.
Now, Jeff says, are you guys going to Fan Fest? When is it? On Saturday.
Oh, that's right. They moved it. I don't know.
I know John Barchard and also Vince Quinn are going to be down there on Saturday. So I was thinking about showing up just to say what's up. Are you going there, Mr. Cross? And if not, if everyone check out Mr. Cross's video game channel. If you're into games, you play video games?
I play like fighting games and stuff. So, like Tekken, Mortal Kombat, DC versus DC, you know, all that stuff.
You nice like that?
Yeah, Soul Calibur.
Oh, this dude pulled Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We'll have to get that.
I play those fighting games. I got my Xbox, my X1 over there. And I got the I always had the other Xbox, that was the only one that Soul Calibur was on until they brought out the newer version. Now I got the X1, that's the X1. And I gave my PS4 to my daughter. So I'll get another one. The PS, whatever number they own.
PS5. Now, before we get out of there, once again, we are going to be tailgating. 4th and John is throwing their tailgate. Per usual, Lot G2. Shout out to Jesse Wines for the great tailgate photo here. He's been doing a great job helping us with our branding. But we're going to have Alex come back. Alex is coming back, and he's bringing some Korean spicy chicken. That will be on the menu. We will have cheese sticks down at the fancy tailgate.
Yeah, the fancy tailgate at the gatehouse.
Eating tender meats.
In the neighbor yard in the gatehouse.
Just eating meats.
Drinking the tender stuff, tequila and beer, and possibly having a sandwich or two. You know, I don't know what they're gonna have this week.
Well, shout out to Ev because Ev's gonna be making these cheese steaks as normal. Yeah, and shout out to
burgers again.
I was going to shout out Conchi Bakery for the wonderful tomato pies and Bud Light for the amazing amounts of beer that they send so that we can give them.
So that you can consume. Yep. Shout out to everybody. Let's go Birds. We need to go ahead and win this game. We are going to go ahead and win this game. We're going to kick their ass. We're going to kick it strong and long, so to speak. Pause.
was that your last word?
No, my last word is I felt lonely without Eagles football this past weekend, but I feel the vacancy with going to Scotland. With Philly sports right now, everything is on. Except for the damn, what the hell is wrong with the Sixers? I'm putting down my energy behind the Birds and the Phillies, man. Just come out and win. I just want a victory. That's why I'm kind of anxious to get the Birds back on the field so we can get this machine back going, get these wings back to flapping.
Yeah, Tim is asking for a score prediction on that.
So my score prediction is 31-10. I think we're gonna win 31-10. I feel like they have some pride and they have some pride and they're gonna garner some respect. But when I say respect, that's why I said 31-10 because I feel like they're not gonna give up defensively. They're gonna give up some points and stuff, but they're not gonna give it up to the point where we're scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring. But we should be able to go on a 31, get 31 points and, you know, get them out early, put the women and kids to bed.
I'm gonna go 35-17. Like I said, it's gonna the way that this team is playing, the way that they're coming off a bye, the way that we have two clamps at the cornerback position, the way that we have the Wu-Tang front, like I said earlier, the way that our linebackers are playing, the way that our offense is playing, the way that we're running the ball as of late, this team is on. Like, again, I'm not trying to be, but I just that's how I personally feel right now. Like, I feel
it's funny that you say that. I think the young lady, she mentioned it earlier, we've yet to play a complete game, and that includes special teams. I think this is one of those games where we need to come out and play a complete game. Not only that, since we have a rookie quarterback, on a quarterback that's inept, you pressure his ass early and often. And that if you have to bring some extra people, you bring some extra people. They're going to be I don't know if we're going to have to bring any extra people, but it will be easier to bring extra people first and then to know that you don't have to bring any extra people later. So yeah, we need to pressure his ass early enough to make him make some bad throws so he can throw us maybe three more picks. Who knows? But that's my last words is let's kick their ass. Go Bird.
Yeah, shout out to Prime and Evan as they handle their duties. We'll be back
don't
at
get,
it.
Don't get Mal.
And Mal. Also, I was going to say baby duties. We'll be back at it at Sunday morning. Catch us at the tailgate. We're starting at 8 o'clock, but if you're crazy like I am, I'll be there at 6 o'clock so we can secure this tailgate spot and have a great time. As always, thank you guys for coming in the chat and bringing your takes. And, man, it's good vibe in Philly. Again, check us out on Fox tomorrow. We'll be supporting the Fandemic crew out there in the Phillies because it's a great vibe in the city. And as always, go Birds and fly, Eagles fly. Still here.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.